The Marion Finucane Show on RTE Radio 1 with Unpost. MyBills.ie. Help save time with bill payment online for free. Unpost. Do more.
And thank you very much indeed. Well, last November we spoke to Michael and Agnes McConville on the programme here, two of the children of Jean McConville, about what had happened to them. And that family had very, very, very dreadful consequences, it has to be said, and with blame going in every direction, really. But it's interesting, therefore, to hear that somebody is being charged with the murder after all this time. Now, I'm joined on the phone by the journalist Eamon Malley. Eamon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Tell me a little bit about this man, Ivor Bell.
Well, Ivor Bell would have been one of the icons of republicanism in the early days. He was identified for many, many years, going back to the 56-62 campaign. He opposed the then ceasefire by the official IRA, and he re-emerged in the 70s then. He was, at that time, very familiar with emerging people, the Kellys, Gerry Adams, that whole generation of Republicans. And he was a mighty powerful man in terms of republicanism. He was a big, big name in republicanism. Then he had a difference of opinion in the 80s with the then leadership, and he disappeared as a mainstream Republican. And little or nothing was heard of him from there onwards.
And I understand that he has said that he denies any role in Jean McConville's murder. Now, there was a lot of controversy, and I believe, you know, legal's very, very busy at the time when the interviews from Boston College were being sought. Do you believe, directly arise from that?
This is a grey area. There's no point in my seeking to mislead. To this moment in time, I haven't established if, in fact, this arrest is linked directly with the Boston tapes. But there is a feeling, yes. Remember, this man is 77. There would be a limited number of contemporaries around who would be familiar precisely with what he was doing personally. That's not to say there aren't. There would be younger people who might be. But his direct contemporaries would be few in numbers. An awful lot of them are dead. But the police must have felt that they had reasonable grounds, and the Director of Public Prosecutions, Barry McCrory, he must have felt sufficiently strong to give the green light for this particular development. So it is significant, but just how significant? The charges are IRA membership, aiding and abetting in murder. Now, again, I don't want to violate the judicial system or the judiciary, but are these holding charges? Will other charges follow? Are these highly challengeable, these particular charges? I suspect they will be challenged very, very considerably and rigorously by very skilled and seasoned barristers who have been down this road 1,000 times.
Yeah, it's a long time. You don't expect it to happen to somebody in their late 70s. But as I said, they did mention the Boston College interviews there on the news. Anyway, we will watch with great interest, as I'm sure her family will as well.
Sure. Nuala alone, the ombudsman within the police at the time, going back some years, arising from her research, she said there was no evidence to substantiate the allegations made by Republicans at the time that Jean McConville had any connection with the security services. Hugh Ward said, when he was chief constable, he didn't believe there was a possibility of ever anybody being got for the killing of Jean McConville. So this is a significant development. How significant? Only time will tell.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed, Eamon, for talking to us. And that will be a very, very, very interesting case, I would say, as it develops. Just referring back to what we were talking about up at the beginning of the programme, caller was on to say, misplaced loyalty to the Gardaí is a betrayal of the people. And actually, that's kind of on the same lines as what the good justice said after his inquiries. Another caller says, gays like good wine, improving with age. He would run the country very competently on his own with no ducking or diving. But give with one hand, take with another. Another one says, God knows all, but Gay Byrne knows everything. So you get it both directions, if you know what I mean. Another caller makes the point, I don't want my penalty points info on the desk of John McGuinness or any other TD. And you see, there's an element of truth in that too. But if there is or was widespread quashing of these things, which we now accept there most certainly was, people have to be told if you can't get any action taken on it. Another caller says, Marion is missing the point the Data Commissioner made about the whistleblowers. He said they should not have continued to access the Pulse system after they had started to alert people about the penalty points and other issues, that this was inappropriate, i.e. he agreed with Callanan about the extent of the access to Pulse. I'm a wholehearted supporter of McCabe and Wilson, by the way. Well, I mean, that's what I was trying to tease through with them. If you take the kinds of things that are being covered today and you take the kinds of things that have been a matter of controversy since the whistleblowing, where does one start and where does the other one end? That is really what I was just trying to establish and referring back to the court case in Greece. What a terrible story. Surely, given it's clearly a stitch-up, she should have more help from Foreign Affairs, and Greeks somehow should be shamed into acknowledging the injustice. Well, I think she did mention that she got some help from Foreign Affairs, but I am also aware that they said, you know, that he's not an Irish citizen. But look, keep putting on the pressure and see what help can arise from that. We'll take a break.
1850 715 150.